This is Akashvani, the news, read by Shefali Singh. Campaigning for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections came to an end this evening. Political heavyweights were on a marathon election tour to cover maximum constituencies to garner support for their party candidates. Polling in this phase will be held on Monday in 49 constituencies in 6 states and 2 union territories. Meanwhile, top leaders of various political parties have intensified their campaign for the next phases of elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has assured that welfare of farmers is the top priority of the NDA government. Addressing a public rally at Ambala in Haryana today, Mr. Modi highlighted the steps taken for the welfare of farmers and women empowerment. Later, addressing another rally at Gohana in Sonipat, he said the BJP government is committed to empower poor people, youth, farmers and women to fulfill the goal of Viksit Bharat. Addressing a public meeting in Northeast Delhi this evening, the Prime Minister said Indian polity needs a stable government. Mr. Modi stated that the 2024 general elections are crucial to defeat the mindset of nepotism and forces that want to weaken India. Emphasizing that the national capital must become an attraction for the world, he said global leaders were awestruck by the transformation of Delhi during the G20 summit. Mr. Modi alleged that the INDI alliance is hell-bent on creating hindrances to development works. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has said the first aim of the INDI alliance is to save the constitution. Addressing a rally at Ram Leela Maidan in New Delhi this evening, Mr. Gandhi alleged that the ruling party wants to weaken the constitution. Delhi police today arrested Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's aide Bibhav Kumar in connection with the alleged assault on AAP MP Swati Maliwal. Earlier, Ms. Maliwal had filed a complaint against Bibhav Kumar alleging harassment and torture at Mr. Kejriwal's residence on 13th of this month. Bibhav Kumar also filed a counter-complaint against Ms. Maliwal alleging that she illegally entered the Chief Minister's house on the day when the incident occurred. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that heavy rain will continue for the coming 5 days in Kerala. Red alert has been declared for the next 2 days in Pathanamthitta, Idukki and Kottayam districts. Thiruvananthapuram, Kollam, Alappuzha and Ernakulam districts have orange alert for the next 2 days. IMD also issued an orange alert today in Pathanamthitta, Idukki and Malappuram districts. Due to the possibility of strong winds and bad weather, fishermen are warned from venturing into the sea in the Kerala and Lakshadweep coasts. IMD has forecast heatwave conditions over northwest, central and eastern part of the country for the next few days. Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Kyrgyzstan today informed that situation in the city of Bishkek is calm and under full control and all necessary measures have been taken to ensure security, maintain peace and stability. In a statement, the Foreign Ministry said that destructive forces are deliberately disseminating untrue and false information about the situation in the Kyrgyz Republic, in foreign mass media and social networks, especially in Pakistan. In boxing, reigning world champion Nikhat Zareen and Meenakshi today clinched gold medals for India at the Elorda Cup 2024 in Astana, Kazakhstan today. Nikhat in the women's 52kg category triumphed over Zazira Urakbayeva of Kazakhstan with a 5-0 victory, while Meenakshi defeated another Uzbekistan boxer, Ramanova Saidahon, 4-1 in the women's 48kg event. And in IPL cricket, match between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Chennai Super Kings is underway at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. Chennai Super Kings were 97 for 3 in 11.1 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB have set a target of 219 runs before Chennai Super Kings CSK at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. And that is the end of this news bulletin.